Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We and this administration are leaving no stone unturned as we examine the market to figure out what's behind the high prices.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the Biden administration will tap into the nation's strategic petroleum reserves to cut gasoline prices ahead of the holidays, which are averaging $3.40 a gallon across the country. Prior to his departure for Nantucket Island Tuesday night, where he will spend the holiday with family, President Joe Biden had a message for Americans.
As you gather together with your family this Thanksgiving, I want you to know how grateful I am to serve as your president. And I promised you that I'll never stop working to address your family's needs. And together, we're going to confront challenges that we face them, are going to face them honestly.
15 Republican governors, including Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, announced a plan to address the supply chain crisis. They're pledging state-level action to assist the trucking industry and calling on the White House to loosen regulations.
That will allow for trucks to be on the road longer, to have different weight restrictions on them. We're calling for the federal government to lower the age requirements for CDLs.
The governors also called on Biden to suspend the federal mandate for COVID-19 vaccines for all private employees. But the administration on Tuesday asked a federal court to lift an order halting the mandate, arguing that delaying the standard could result in large numbers of hospitalizations and other health effects outside of the workplace. The Senate will take up the House-passed Build Back Better plan next week, which includes paid family and medical leave, child care, and the elder care workforce. Sequoia is a mom from Jackson, Mississippi, who says additional measures in the bill, such as expanding the child tax credit for another year, would make a big difference for families.
I was actually doing CNA work, but COVID came along and they kind of knocked me out of work. So what do you do when you still have bills, rent, and everything child to provide for? What do you do?
Paid leave could be cut out of the bill when the Senate begins its negotiations next week. A jury has begun deliberations in the trial of three men charged with killing 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery last February in Georgia. Travis McMichael, his father George McMichael, and William Bryan each faced 9 charges in the case, including murder. Attorneys for the three say that they were attempting a citizen's arrest of Arbery, who they believed was engaged in criminal activity. Lead prosecutor Linda Dunikowski argues that the men had no right to do so, since they had no idea whether Arbery actually committed a crime.
What did Mr. Arbery do? He ran away for 5 minutes. He ran away from them. He ran away from them for 5 minutes. That's what he did.
White nationalist leaders who organized 2017's violent Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, must pay more than $25 million in damages. A jury also found the defendants liable on 4 other counts. Lily Bolke contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.